It's time for us once again to have a look at some audio described highlights coming up. And we've got quite a few things to talk about today, actually looking at the arts, theatre and so on, because things are returning to a kind of normal. There's still some streaming events taking place, but some tentative steps back to the theatre as well. Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts is here. Thanks for joining us, Anne.
It's a pleasure, Alan.
Now, let's start with Digifest. This is in Manchester.
Yes, this is organised through Manchester Histories. Normally, there's a festival with all kinds of events happening each year. But as things are, it's all been shifted online. So they're creating everything digitally. There'll be talks, there'll be virtual events. I've been involved in providing audio descriptive introductions for Alf Morris, so Lord Alfred Morris of Manchester. And he was a real pioneer in getting disability legislation through. This was back in 1970, the Chronically Sick and Disabled Persons Act. And so this was a real precursor to things that we know today, like the Disability Discrimination Act, the Equality Act, and so on. But he was really striving for disabled people's rights back in 1970. So it's been a really interesting project to work on because I've learned a lot about him. And it's great that he's being acknowledged and celebrated. And there are three really interesting films. One of them is very much about him as a family man. And the other two are about his legacy. And we hear from lots of different disabled people today about how they think that he's made a difference to their lives. Because the films have got people talking more or less all the way through, then it isn't possible to audio describe them. So we took the decision to provide a descriptive introduction, which says these are the people we hear from, this is a bit about what they look like, where they are. So hopefully, I think if people listen to the introduction and then listen to the film, they'll get a very good idea of what's going on.
Okay, so still a lot going on digitally, a little bit more in terms of accessibility there as well. What about the actual stages themselves, the theatres themselves? Are they getting back to the way they used to be? Is audio description being considered for returns?
Yes, I'm really pleased to say that several theatres are now getting in touch and tentatively is the word, rescheduling performances. So two that have been confirmed with me this week, and they're both for The Lion King. So we're looking ahead to next year in April in Manchester and May in Bradford. And that's the big spectacular production of The Lion King. I don't know yet how we're going to do the touch tours, but we'll hopefully be able to get things like understudy costumes and masks for people to touch. So it's great that as they think about rescheduling the shows, they're already thinking about programming in the audio description as well.
Michael Sheen's a name that people may recognise as well. Are you looking at a performance with him as well?
Yes, this is going to be described by my colleagues, Ros Chalmers and Alison Clark. And they're describing The Faith Healer, which is at the Old Vic. Now, again, this is a digital experience. You listen to the show through Zoom and you also hear the audio description. It's done live. So while the performance is being done, you hear the audio describer live, it's not a recorded one like we do for some of the things. The way that it works, Zoom has a translation facility so that listeners can tune into that and then they hear the audio description as well. Who knew about these things beforehand? So it is a way that theatre companies, performances can be audio described to people who can access Zoom. So yeah, a good step forward. In terms of the actual theatres doing live shows with live people in the audience.
How novel.
Wow, yeah. Just to say that the Royal Court Theatre in Liverpool have been trialling a couple of socially distanced performances. So they have rearranged the seating and blocked off some of the seating, and that went pretty well. So everything's being crossed that they can reopen. And similarly, Home in Manchester, who've been doing a lot of audio description on their online work while they've been closed, they are reopening. They're producing a little video to say, welcome back, this is what happens. They've asked me to audio describe that, so that'll be ready soon. And it's a little bit wait and see, but it's great that these venues are actually opening and we can get inside them again. So that's exciting.
I'm looking forward to getting back to theatre myself, and I must say. Now, if people would like more information on these and indeed all the news from Mind's Eye Audio Description, what's the best way to do that?
If you want to check our website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. As soon as dates are confirmed or rescheduled, we put them onto the calendar there on the events page. Just drop us an email anytime, mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter at Mind's Eye Arts, and again, we put out the dates as soon as we know them, and we're on Facebook at Mind's Eye Description. So lots of ways to keep in touch.
Fantastic, and we'll catch up with you again very soon. In the meantime, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.